This is Twit.
Did you see TikTok? There was a story about TikTok in the news today saying, hello. Hello. What's going on?
That was
tomorrow, you're supposed to put us out of business. Hello.
TikTok. Are we still doing that?
TikTok says the Trump administration has forgotten about trying to ban it, and they want to know what's going on. What's the latest? And they haven't heard in more than a month from CFIUS, the Committee for Foreign Investment in the United States, which is the enforcement arm. They set a deadline of tomorrow, November 12th, for TikTok to divest itself of any tangible or intangible assets or property wherever located used to enable and support ByteDance's operation of the TikTok application in the United States. They did get a preliminary injunction, Judge Beadlestone, and then nothing. In the nearly 2 months, TikTok says in a statement, this is to The Verge, since the president gave his preliminary approval to our proposal to sell to Walmart and Oracle, we've offered detailed solutions to finalize that agreement, but have received no substantive feedback on our extensive data privacy and security framework. Nothing. The imminent deadline tomorrow, without an extension in hand, we have no choice but to file a petition in court. We have 1,500 employees in the U.S. What's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. The election's over. Done.
Yeah.
We're
done.
You
were a toy. You were a pawn in a bigger game.
So I can understand why they might be a little perturbed. They spent millions of dollars on ads to convince the American people that they were a benign, fun social network and people were making money on it. They went to court. They did all this stuff. And crickets. Crickets.
I wonder what the walkaways are. So let's just say that they managed to get court delays until January 20, and Biden says, "Yeah, never mind." I wonder, is Oracle going to be owed anything for not getting its hunk of TikTok?
Was there even?
I hope not. Good Lord.
Was there even an agreement with Oracle? Did we ever see an agreement, or was it just like, "Oh yeah, we'll do it"? That's
true. Other than a promise, yeah, we'll host on your cloud. Sure.
Yeah. So funny.
It's like hanging out with a crazy person. They're like, you better do this by then. And you're like, okay. Should I? And then, you get close to the date and they're just wandering around still doing something else. And you're like, so about that thing that you told me?
Actually, if I were TikTok, I'd just shut up, right? And just go.
Yeah, but what if then Trump in like a week comes down and finds them?
Right.
Or, something.
Right.
There's two ways to go about it. They could just shut up and be quiet, or they can just continue to attack them and say, hey, look, we put our necks out there. You're putting all of this ridiculous information out there about us. We got business to run. So what's it going to be? And just keep attacking the administration publicly, and maybe you'll get that hit dog to bark.
Or I can see the phone call. Ms. Cooper? Could you lay off Trump for about 6 weeks? Go ahead and put it on Twitter. We don't care. But just on TikTok, can you not do the Trump jokes, please?
Has comedian Sarah Cooper, famous now for lip-syncing the president, has she done anything lately, or is she just quiet?
That's a good question. She has nothing to work with. He's not been out there.
That's right. That's a good point. It's just tweets.
Plus, she's trying to break away from this. She's trying to get...
Yeah.
She made her fame.
She doesn't want to be Vaughn Meters. That would be the worst.
Wasn't she doing something with Netflix? Am I imagining?
Yeah, she's got a special. That's her larger comedy.
Yeah.
And she also had a book that she wrote like a while back.
Oh, okay.
How to Impress People in Meetings.
Oh.
Because it was out of her Google experience.
It was.
Oh, cool.